We go to politics now. 2026 will serve up two by-elections, one in Galway West for the seat vacated by President Catherine Connolly and the other in Dublin Central after the departure of Pascal Donoghue to the World Bank. Well, Business Post editor Daniel McConnell is on the line now. Daniel, first, broadly, we have two by-elections here. We don't know when they'll happen, but the talk after the presidential election was about the left. Are these elections a litmus test for the left?
They are, Cian, and we won't certainly see unified candidates as we saw with Catherine Connolly. What we are likely to see in some shape or form is a vote left, stay left approach, because that really is the only road to success for any of the parties. And that obviously would give Sinn Féin, given their size and given their poll ratings at the moment, the edge. So certainly,
Mary Lou MacDonald has signalled, and straight after the presidential election, that Sinn Féin would fight the Galway West by-election on its own terms. But it would be all about transfers. Do you expect the left to cooperate?
Well, I think if they are to cooperate, or if they see the merit in winning and I suppose stopping the government from taking these seats, and it's very rare that a government or a sitting government tends to hold a seat in a by-election, they would have to cooperate at some level. We've seen it in previous general elections where that vote left, stay left has worked and has certainly seen a left candidate get over the line. We saw it in Dublin Bay South when Ivana Bacic won, and that's at a time when the Labour Party is polling at sub 5% nationally. So it can work, and certainly can work for a smaller party. So there's a lot to play for in both constituencies, and certainly the government is facing an uphill challenge to hold both of those seats.
Well, look, it's never easy for the government parties to hold their seats. So take us through the runners and riders. Let's start with Dublin Central. It's Mary Lou MacDonald's stomping ground. Is it Ray McAdam for Fine Gael?
Yeah, so Ray McAdam, the current Lord Mayor of Dublin, very closely associated with Pascal Donoghue. They worked very closely together. He has eked out a vote in the inner city where Fine Gael traditionally have not been very strong. Now, I think in a general election, no problem. I think he has a seat or should be assured of a seat. It's a much tougher ask in a by-election when you have to get 50% plus one. So I think unless there is a strong pattern of voting or transfer pattern between government parties, I think Ray McAdam may struggle to get over the line. Similarly for Fianna Fáil, you're looking at Mary Fitzpatrick, the sitting senator who lives in the Glasnevin area. She is likely to be challenged, I think, for the nomination from John Stevens, a Bertie Ahern-backed councillor who had a good showing in last year's local election. So there is a contest likely to be there, but it's just whether or not the two government parties can get enough votes to push one of those candidates over the line. And you would think Ray McAdam, given his profile as Lord Mayor, would have the edge, but it's still doubtful that he would be enough to actually win the seat overall.
And of course, so, potentially Gerry the Monk Hutch there as well, and Malachy Stanson too.
Yeah, so I mean, Gerry the Monk Hutch obviously was pipped at the last by Marie Sherlock of Labour in the general for the last seat there. He is obviously weighing up his options. The expectation is that he will stand. We know that Eoin O'Canavan of People for Profit has declared. We know that Daniel Ennis of the Social Democrats has declared, as has Malachy Stinson. We're still waiting, I suppose, to hear what the Labour Party, the Green Party, are likely to do. But it is very much, I think, in the opposition's gift. I think that they would have advantage here. And as I said, if they can organise to have that vote left, stay left strategy, then it is likely that a left-wing candidate, and it's likely that Sinn Féin's Janice Boylan or Seamus McGrattan could be the winner in that circumstance.
Very, very little time left now, Daniel. Sure. Galway West, what do you expect?
Yeah, again, government likely to struggle here. Noel Thomas, the former Fianna Fáil councillor, was the sort of first out to declare his hand. He's in the Moy Cullen area. He's likely to poll quite well. The Labour Party are fielding a Helen Ugby. She is likely to contest as well. The Greens are polling or standing Niall Murphy. Again, probably not likely to win, but this is again very much an opposition seat to win. We know that the government parties, Sean Kine is the candidate of choice, I think, for Fine Gael. He's the most likely. Fianna Fáil, little less clear from their perspective. We obviously, given the Gráinne Shoga situation in the last general election where she ran unsuccessfully alongside John Connolly. Oramore based councillor Killian Keane has been mentioned as a possible candidate, but we will wait to see what their formal declaration. But again, this is one that the opposition are lucky to win.
Yeah, well, we'll just have to wait and see. So exciting times ahead. Business Post editor Daniel McConnell, thanks for joining us this afternoon.